Now we move on to one of the lovely old Irish American songs that I love. And I recently acquired some material from Patricia Cattle. Now, I told you about Patricia the last time we played. Yes, I did. I told you how she made her first album way back in 1957. Her first music singing teacher, first singing teacher, was a very good friend of mine who's gone to God now. But Patricia went to him for her very first singing lessons. She went into cabaret. She's done some pantomime work. Then she married and moved off to Spain, where she lives now. And this is a recording that she made some years ago, as I said, an old Irish American song. And I want to play this for Teresa, who said, could I find a version of a song that she wasn't quite sure about, but it says, how can you buy all the stars in the sky? She said that's the only line she could remember because her grandmother used to sing it. Oh, Teresa lives in Dublin, by the way. And Teresa, she said, Joe, I'm not Irish, but I'm married to an Irishman. I do have an Irish name because my parents are Irish, right? But I lived in Scotland for quite some time before I married my husband and we came back to live in Ireland. So please, could you play How Can You Buy All the Stars in the Sky? I know the song you're looking for, Teresa. Here's Patricia Cattle's lovely version of it. Now, I meant to point out to you before we play the track, but I forgot, to listen out to the wonderful last note of that, the way she has that wonderful breath control and she holds the note. Patricia Cattle. By the way, it's C-A-H-I-L-L. We here in Ireland call it Cattle, but everywhere else outside of Ireland seem to call it Cahill. In America, I know, and in parts of England, or the UK, maybe all of the UK, they call it Cahill, but we call it Cattle. Patricia Cahill and How Can You Buy Killarney? We move now from Killarney to the River Shannon that starts way up in County Cavan and it finishes down at Limerick, right down, goes out into the sea at Limerick. The longest river in the British Isles. I was taken to task the last time I said that because somebody misunderstood what I said, but I would still stick by it. The River Shannon is the longest river in the British Isles. And here, Kevin Prendergast sings a song that, well, I said so often on Sounds Irish that my mammy used to sing this song.
There's a pretty spot in Ireland, I always claim it my land, where the fairies and the blarney will never, never die. It's the land of the shillelagh, my heart goes back there daily, to the girl I left behind me when we kissed and said goodbye. Where the dear old Shannon's flown, and the three-leaf shamrock grows, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I'll meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her, for there's not a calling sweeter where the river Shannon flows. For the letter I'll be mailing, for soon I will be sailing, and I'll place the ship that takes me to my dear old Erin's shore. Then I'll settle down forever, and I'll leave the old sod never, and I'll whisper to my sweetheart, come and take my name as Thor. Where the dear old Shannon's flown, and the three-leaf shamrock grows, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her, for there's not a calling sweeter where the river Shannon flows.
County Wexford is situated on the southeast coast of Ireland. The east going southeast, going down as you go down the east coast past Wicklow, which is my county. The next county is Wexford. Beautiful county, some wonderful scenery and mountains, and well known for its fishing. And here, the Kinslers, that's what the family that recorded this, they're no longer recording, but they made a couple of albums some years ago. And they made an album with songs all about places in County Wexford. And why not? They were from County Wexford. And they're singing a song here all about Kilmore Quay. Kilmore Quay, well known for fishing. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll dedicate this to any Wexford person listening to Sounds Irish. No matter what part of the world you're in, this is for you.
There's a pretty spot in Ireland on a sunny southeast shore, a peaceful fishing village, a place that I adore, with its little white walled houses. It's there you'll find my birthplace. It's my sweet Kilmore Quay. Kilmore, Kilmore, you look so grand, nestling by the sea. Of all the places that I've seen, it's there
Now we're going to way back to the 60s, and this is Danny Doyle. Always been a big fan of Danny, and we're going to Mary from Dunglow, and he has to leave his Mary behind. I tell you what, listen to the Danny Doyle version of this. I think we had Emmett Spiceland a couple of weeks ago. But this has a lovely sort of 1960s sound about this recording, with lots of reverb and lots of instrumental work on it as well. Here's Danny Doyle, Mary from Dunglow.
Sweet Donegal, the Rosses and Gidor. I'm crossing the main ocean where the stormy billows roar. It breaks my heart from you to part, where I spent many happy days. Farewell to kind relations, I am bound for America. Is tall and handsome, and her age it is scarce 18. She far exceeds all the fair maids as she trips over the green. A lovely neck and shoulders are fairer than the snow. Absence makes the heart grow fond, and when I am over the main, may the Lord protect my Mary till I come back again. And seated on the grass, and by my side a bottle of wine, and on my knee a lass. I call for liquor of the best, and I pay before I go, and I roll my Mary in my arms in the town of sweet Dunlow.
Now, this next track, first of all, I can say that a lot of immigrants who are far away from Ireland can associate with this song. Also, when it starts, the accompaniment, it sounds as though they were going to sing Silver Threads Among the Gold. Darling, you are growing old. But they're not singing that. But this is Trudy Lawlor and Patrick O'Sullivan, and Far Away a Light is Burning.
Light is burning in a window clear and bright. Far away, you're not forgotten.
better fire than tears. Tell them that you will be home soon, even though you've run for years.
Far away, a light is burning.
Now a song from Daniel O'Donnell that I play regularly on Sounds Irish because I love it.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower. And someday, for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. Everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower. And someday, for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. Yes, someday, for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
I've got numerous versions of that song, but Daniel O'Donnell's version of My Wild Irish Rose is my favourite version. We're going to change the style totally now because we're going to have a song from Brendan O'Dowda. It's taken from a live performance and there's a great atmosphere as Brendan sings and tells us all about the Ballymaquilty Band.
I have no doubt you've heard about the Ballymaquilty Band, a band of great renown. It's known from town to town. The people come to hear the drum make Gilligan play so grand, and cheer whenever they hear the music so clear.
All the boys and girls all follow the band for miles and miles and think they've only walked the yard and road. And when you see them dressed in the very latest style, you know they're out for a rare old hullabaloo. Murphy plays the cornet to me, Gilligan bangs the drum, and upon me word he would make you laugh with his bumpity bumpity bum. O'Brien plays the trombone and O'Shaughnessy if he thinks it's grand when Cassidy plays the cymbals with the Ballymacquilty band. We had a fine rehearsal in the Ballymacquilty Hall. McGee played best of all, he didn't play at all. And when they all forgot the tune, McGilligan banged a drum, which made poor Cassidy's ear feel awfully queer. All the cats and dogs all started to howl for miles around and never heard the like of it before. The town turned out and wondered what it was all about. They thought that somebody sure had started a war. Murphy plays the cornet and McGilligan bangs the drum, and upon me word he would make you laugh with his bumpity bumpity bum. O'Brien plays the trombone and O'Shaughnessy thinks it's grand when Cassidy plays the cymbals with the Ballymacquilty band. Murphy plays the cornet and McGilligan bangs the drum, and upon me word he would make you laugh with his bumpity bumpity bum. O'Brien plays the trombone and O'Shaughnessy thinks it's grand when Cassidy plays the cymbals with the Ballymacquilty band.
Well deserved applause there for Brendan O'Dowda and the story of the Ballymacquilty Band. There are a number of songs about famous Dublin characters. Recently we heard Dicey Riley, and then we of course know about Molly Malone. But listen to the Dublin City Ramblers and telling us all about the Bold Old Donoghue.
Here I am from Paddy's land, the land of high renown. I broke the hearts of all the girls from miles of Dublin town. And when they hear that I'm a war, they raise a hullabaloo. When they hear about the handsome lad that they call O'Donoghue.
For I'm the boy to please her, I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy can squeeze her, and I tell you what I do. I'll curd her like an Irish brandy, be broken blarney tunes, me amateur bollygan, swollygan, hollygan, bollygan, bell O'Donoghue.
Oh, I wish my love was a red, red rose grown on the garden wall. I need to be a dewdrop, and upon her brow I'd fall. Perhaps now she might think of me as a rather heavy dew. The more she loved that handsome lad that they call O'Donoghue.
For I'm the boy to please her, I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. Well, I'll court her like an Irish man, and be grown and blarney too, as me amateur Lolligan, Swolligan, Holligan, Walligan, Pell O'Donoghue.
I hear that Queen Victoria has a daughter fine and grand. Perhaps she'd take it into her head for to marry an Irish man. If I could only get the chance to have a word or two, I'm sure she'd take a notion to the Bold Old Donoghue.
For I'm the boy to please her, I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. Well, I'll purge her like an Irish man, be grown and barely too, as me amateur rolling and swallowing and hollowing and hollowing and Bold Old Donoghue. Or I'm the boy to please her, and I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll purge her like an Irish man, and be grown and barely too, as me amateur rolling and swallowing and hollowing and hollowing and Bold Old Donoghue.
This track I could play every week on Sounds Irish. It's so popular. I get lots of requests for it. I haven't played it for a while, so I'm going to give you Barleycorn and their version of A Place in the Choir.
Oh, God's creature's got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Oh, God's creature's got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Listen to the bass, it's the one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans for the big to-do. The old cow just goes moo. The cats and the dogs, they take up the middle where the honeybee hums and the cricket fiddles. The donkey brays and the pony neighs. The old gray badger sighs. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Listen to the ducks with the little birds singing and the melodies and the high notes ringing. The hoot owl cries over everything. The blackbird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. The little duck quacks and he's on his way. The otter hasn't got much to say. The porcupine talks to himself. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. It's a simple song, a living song everywhere. By the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear. The grumpy alligator and the hog above. The sly old weasel and the turtle dove. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
Well, friends, that Sounds Irish for this week. I've enjoyed it. I hope you have. Friends, I'd just like to say that I hope all is well in your world. May good God bless you and yours, and me and mine. And until we're together again next week, no matter what part of the world you're listening to me in, it's Joe Bollard saying, God bless, travel safely, slán, bye.